Good morning. Would you stand with us as we sing together? We're going to begin our worship time by singing, "All the Earth Will Sing Your Praises." Let's just worship the Lord Jesus this morning.
Good morning. Good to see you here for worship this morning. And we're excited to be in God's house this morning as we meet. Let's pray. There's those that are sick among us, those that are on the road and are off and about this week. And so let's reach out to some of them. These guys are passing out for you a couple of little cards. And because we are celebrating 100 years of ministry, we're asking that everybody invite and share Jesus with 100 people this year, and this is just a way that you can do it. Keep these in your pocket. That'll be something that you can do this week to try to hand out a couple of those. 100 sounds like a lot. It's a couple of people a week. So if you can use those cards to help you this week to get a couple of people on your list and invite to be with us, we'd appreciate it. You may even be here this morning because somebody asked you to come and to invite someone who's lost or unchurched to church this morning. We're glad that you are here. Listen, the bulletin inside, there's a schedule of all of the things that we plan to do on Easter Sunday morning. And if you would take that, invite some people. You're inviting people to church. There's going to be people that are going to be looking for a place to go to church on Easter. That's going to be something that people do. And so invite them to be with us for Easter Sunday morning. We'll be at Ralston Acres down at the Tree Farm at 8 o'clock and do a little sunrise service in the barn there. And then we'll have breakfast here about 8:30, so that if you want to get up and get going, come to the sunrise and then eat breakfast, and then we'll start our normal schedule of things on Sunday morning. Everything will be at regular times after breakfast, and so just adding those two things in before we normally start Sunday school. A couple other things I just want to point out that are in the bulletin. No midweek services this week, just because of spring break and all that is all that's going on there. And there's lots of Vacation Bible School announcements in there, things that you can donate to help us with decorations and those sort of things. Lynn, I think we still could use a worker or two, am I right? So even though we've been kind of promoting that and officially have done that the last couple of weeks, but maybe you would want to get in touch with Lynn. Maybe you did not sign up over the last couple of weeks, but Lynn could use you. And so sign up. We plan to have a lot of kids here. And so we want to have enough people here to be able to serve and to work. And there's always something for you to do at Vacation Bible School. There's a job that will fit you. Another little ministry project that we have coming up that's in the bulletin that we have done before. You guys, it's been a couple of years since we've done it because of COVID. But you guys may remember our Returning Hearts Saturday. Walker State Prison does a program called Returning Hearts where those guys who are incarcerated there, their children will come and spend a few hours with them in the morning, have kind of a little carnival atmosphere if they do it like they have in the past, and just some time for dads and their kids to spend together. And the guardians that bring those children to stay to see their dads will not be able to stay at the prison during while that's going on. So they send them here, and so we'll be with them that morning and doing some things. We'll be doing some meals, breakfast and lunch, and be doing some kind of activities and some ministry, maybe a movie or something in between, to kind of help them fill the time and to be able to minister to them. One of the things that we have done in the past is we just want to love those people, right? Many of them are believers. Many of them that come have a church that they attend somewhere else, wherever they are in the state or wherever, but many of them just need to know that somebody's praying for them. And so we have asked in the past that people donate things. We like to have a gift bag ready for them. And so if you would be willing to do that, to get together some kind of little gift, I will tell you that most of the people that come, probably 95% of the people that will be here that day, will be ladies. There are a few men that will trickle in. But we like to have a gift for every one of them when they come that we can say that we love you and we're glad that you chose to spend your Saturday with us. And so if you'd be willing to donate those, just wrap it up and then you can leave it in the office, put a note on it, leave it back at the Welcome Center. Anywhere that you wanted to leave that, we'd appreciate that in preparation. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be kind of getting some volunteers for that. We'll need some people to welcome that morning. And Linda's already getting things ready for our food, but I'm sure she'll need some people to help in the kitchen. And we just need some Center Grove people here that morning that can just be a friendly face and can help them get people what they need. We'll have some snacks and all that stuff through the day. So if you could be here and help out, it's a great way to minister. And those guys that come really enjoy that. It's a good day of ministry. I said no midweek service this week. Teenagers are also going to eat on Friday. That's a pretty important announcement. So if you want to do that, they're leaving at 10:30 on Friday to go to Countryside Cafe. I want to mention a couple more things before we continue with worship. But I want to show a video, one of our missionary videos, because on Easter Sunday morning we'll be receiving that Annie Armstrong Easter offering. Now, if you want to do that any time during this month, those envelopes are out at the offering boxes. You can put it in one of those. If you give online, there's a drop-down tab. Instead of general fund, just choose the Annie Armstrong offering tab. Let's watch this particular video, though, about some missionaries that we support through this offering.
A lot of people think that the time of doing public evangelism is long past. And we recognize that's not something that's done regularly anymore, but we thought, well, why not? And that's actually how we started this church. There's about 14,000 Latinos in the region of Niagara, and realizing that there really isn't a sort of established Latino church that preached the gospel biblically. Because I come from a Latin American background, I felt led, I felt called by God to take this missional step.
When we started church planting, one of the things that we wanted to help our church or the culture of our church be is that we have a really tight community.
Latino culture is very family oriented, but there are a lot of people who don't have their immediate family here or their extended family here. Niagara is home to a large number of migrant workers who leave their families at home. And so we've been meeting at this place in a barn, actually, where we would share the gospel with them. We would go into God's word, we would learn what the gospel is and what Christ is asking them to do with their lives. And then afterwards, there's a game of soccer, because you can't have community without a game of soccer.
In this season of church planting, it has been a journey where you walk kind of blindsided in a sense, but then you're not alone because we have the support of other people.
what you give, what you're really doing is you're giving tools into people's hands to sow the seed of the gospel so that their lives may be changed. We become their family, and they become part of ours.
I've shared this with you before, but you know that we give regularly to the cooperative program in the North American Mission Board just through our regular offerings every week. The thing about those offerings is that you know how it is with any organization. About half of that is all that really ends up going to the actual missionaries just because of administrative costs and the organization that's involved. But what's great about the offering that we receive on Easter Sunday with this Annie Armstrong offering is all of it is dedicated just to go to the missionaries. And so pray about what the Lord would have you, what the Lord would have you to give, and then we'll do that. I'm going to ask Dan if you'd lead us in a word of prayer and open our service up. And when you pray, let me ask you to remember. There's a lot that we could remember, but let's pray especially for Mark's dad, Tommy Nichols. He's going to be having heart surgery tomorrow. I think they're doing a few bypasses on him. So let's pray for him in particular, and then just pray for some other needs in our church, Dan, and just pray that the Lord would speak to us today. Hey, tell me what's happening at Center Grove. Let's worship the Lord together.
Could you stand and join us now as we sing together? Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Him this morning is because he gave his life for us. Would you sing with me? Jesus paid it all to him I owe. continue to praise His name this morning. Would you sing with me? There's just something about that name, the name of Jesus.
Take your Bibles and turn with me this morning to the book of Galatians. We'll be in Galatians 2. As we continue working through this book in a series that we're calling Made Free, because that's what Galatians is all about. We have been made free in Christ. Free from sin, yes, but free from all of the things that might be lesser than Christ that we tend to cling to. Today we want to talk a little bit about that. I was out of town. I just had to drive a little ways away, and it's not a local church that I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to emphasize here. And I passed by the church, and the church sign out front caught my eye. The church sign out front was a marble church sign. Imagine like a large tombstone. It was not a tombstone. It definitely looked like a church sign. It looked like they had somebody buried in the front yard. It looked like a church sign. But what caught my eye is that they had the church name at the top of that church sign, but then underneath it, really big, larger than the name of the church, they had a Bible. Engraved on the Bible, it said KJV. And as I drove past that church, I know nothing about that church. I know nothing about it, okay? I don't know where they are or how they stand or anything, but this is what I knew. They had an opportunity to tell the world anything about themselves. Anything. They could have put the name of their church, and they could have put a cross. They could have put the name of their church and maybe a time or two. You know, they didn't have to put anything under the name of their church. But they chose to put that there because it was so important that they wanted everybody to know we only hold to, we only read the King James Version of the Bible. Now listen, I'm not against the King James Version of the Bible. I love the King James Version. It's very, it's a beautiful language and the way that it's, there are some really good things about the King James Version of the Bible. And even people that I know that are King James only, there are some of them that have that belief, and they make a logical argument for it. I don't agree with them, but they make a logical argument for why they hold to the King James only. And if it's a person who's thought that through, I get it. And even if it's a person who just prefers the King James over something else, I'm fine with that too. But there are a lot of places that they push that. That is taught more than anything else. It's exalted above what the focus should be. In fact, to the point that even people who really are not believers, that's what they take away from their church experience. Ronnie Price and I were making a visit somewhere. We were just doing some door-to-door visitation stuff, and we stopped by this house. We found a lady who was outside on her front porch, smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer. And we're talking to the lady about church, and she's we're going back and forth. She doesn't go to church anywhere, and